This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Odyssey appreciation for the crew at Tedisco Services, the tow company, who I'm guessing listen to the show on the Odyssey app every day. They have apparently, they received the call from the police, and they are currently, as we speak, loading Wiggy's Porsche up. And if you're watching the show on Twitch, you will see a photo. Our vice president of Twitch services, the man in black, Twitch Mitch, has the photo that Todisco sent over here. And there's Wiggy's leg. And that is the Porsche about to be rolled up onto the tow wagon and taken to the Porsche place for repairs.
All right.
So we have that update. I'm guessing Wiggy stayed with vehicle and therefore will be here. As soon as that is all done. So good news there.
There's no way he's coming here.
You don't think he's going to
come?
No. He's a hardo when it comes to you guys taking flex days.
I agree, but what's he going to do?
No days off.
He's going to have the tow guys drop him off here, and then he's going to Uber home?
I would think you would have them drop him off here at work.
Wiggy is the hardest working guy, and yes. I love him, but when he said, I'm not 100% sure I'll make it, is when he wasn't.
You think he might go with the vehicle to the Porsche place?
Right. Well, I would want to stay with the car, make sure it's safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that looks like a expensive 4-wheel car.
Okay. Let me get to my lead. A state senator here in Massachusetts, Cynthia Cream, who is, by the way, in her 80s, has proposed a bill in Massachusetts which would theoretically limit how far you can drive. The senator suggests that electric vehicles aren't enough to allow the Commonwealth to meet the net zero carbon mandate by 2050. So the bill would keep track and limit how many miles you can drive in your vehicle. It would, in fact, establish a panel that would be responsible for creating fines and penalties if you drive above your mileage limit here in the Commonwealth, Massachusetts. The senator would like to promote alternate modes of transportation, Curtis. Like public transportation or biking or walking.
Perfect. Love it.
As a way to get the state to the net zero emission standard. How do you feel about this? Would you like the state to tell you that you are allowed to drive 30 miles a month, a day?
Are they going to also lower the prices of real estate in the city, Greg, so that some of us could live in the city and make it an easier commute to work?
Nope.
This is ridiculous.
You're going to be on your own, Sean.
Yeah, nope, I mean, then I'm good.
You live in Lowell, so you would have to find your way.
That's a 30-mile commute from one place to another. So 60 miles round trip a day that I make five to six days a week.
Yeah.
So this lovely lady makes $196,000 a year.
It's $196,000 too much.
That's pretty good.
And I just have to say several things here. First of all, if you are an elected official in the state of Massachusetts, you, by law, should be compelled to arrive at work via public transit. Because the only way we will get our public transit system working is if the people that enact our laws are forced to ride it every single day. Also, if they're late to work, it doesn't matter because they don't really do anything. And the other point I would make, what's the 25 grand Karen Spilka gets in her Q5 every year to drive to and from work?
Yeah.
Why are we allowing anybody, if they're going to do the awful thing, which is drive a car to where they're working, it should be electric, and it should be much less than what we're giving Karen Spilka.
It is not the government's business how far I drive in my car that I pay for. There are people who are listening right now who have to drive for work.
Yep.
There may be some people who actually work out of state and drive every day. For you to arbitrarily try to tell me how far I can and can't drive is ridiculous. Are we living in China? What is going on here? These people are drunk with power. Like, you have no right whatsoever to tell me how far if I want to drive around and blow through two or three tanks of gas looking at the foliage, I should be allowed to do that. I live in America. Get out of our beeswax.
But why are, let's just say that driving is burning the earth, okay? Fine. Whatever we're doing here will change nothing. For 2 years, almost, nobody flew or drove. Did the world all of a sudden get to an icebox? George Carlin's bit on this is so great, but at the core is this feeling that we have to stop driving to save the world. Yet, none of this is going to actually impact that. So, in essence, it's just another tax.
Well, and they don't give you any kind of reasonable alternative. If you could count on, as you said earlier, if you could count on public transportation, it was available 24 hours a day. There wasn't going to be some dude who was randomly taking his hog out while you're sitting next to him.
Breaking news.
Here's Coach Wiggins. If you could rely on getting to work in other ways, then I would give it a try for the good of the planet.
But and if it was clean, to other places, whether it's Florida, and their public transportation is nice.
Right.
It's comfortable.
Yeah. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to have to start taking public transportation.
What happened?
Oof. Man, I tell you, the thing I don't do is I don't get stressed about it. Life is what it is.
Yeah.
I have on my wife's car, it's like every time you come to a stoplight, it shuts off.
Okay.
It's called an auto start and stop.
It's to save the planet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way, there's a new story on that. There's a new story on that recently. I completely forgot about it. A guy, my hero, is looking to make those illegal because they don't help the environment at all.
I'm sure they don't.
Carry on.
Yeah.
And it came on, the light came on, the auto start and everything. And so I was driving and it was on. So I was like, all right, I got to take it to the dealership. I don't know what this is. You know, sometimes the little engine light comes on and you don't know if it's just mechanical or computers and they have to fix a few things. And I'm driving on Sturro and it starts to stall out. And I'm like, oh, damn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And luckily I was right at
the hat show.
Yeah.
And we got lots of reports this morning. Yeah. You're aware about it. Did you encounter some listeners? Were people beeping?
Yeah, there was a lot of beeping going on.
There's a lot of beeping happening.
I don't think they saw me because I got the tinted window, so I don't think they knew
they
I was
they thought
in
you abandoned the car. Yeah. They said you weren't in there.
Yeah, no. I had to wait for the tow truck to come.
Yeah.
And I know
the tow guy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Guys.
Tedesco, come pick me up. Yeah.
They sent me a text. They said you were A-okay.
Everything's fine. They did a great job for me. The guy was cool. He threw it right on the back, and they'll take it up to the Porsche.
They said there's going to be an extra $150 fee because of where you parked.
Yeah.
So what do you think the issue is?
I have no idea. You know what I mean? You know how cars are. And then it started up, and, you know, I could have drove it, but I didn't trust it. So I was like, you know what, the hell with this. And then shout out to my boy Ken. He came and picked me up and dropped me off
over here.
My boy Ken.
Oh, who's Ken?
He works for the sheriff's department and everything.
Oh, yeah, very so, nice.
Yeah, so he came and hooked me up. I told you that's when I go down to Springfield and I go to the cigar room too, where we smoke the cigars.
You smoked a cigar before you came here?
No. Okay. I should have done, but I'm definitely going to do something afterwards because God knows what that's going to cost.
Where's your truck?
No, I sold my truck.
Oh. You did?
Yeah.
You were wondering because you haven't driven it in a while.
No, I sold that thing. I had sold that thing. It's too big for the building. It's a pain in the ass.
You want me to get you a Defender from Land Rover Norwood? I could get Fast Edward to take care of you with
something.
A Defender if you want.
You know, maybe, you know.
Careful, Courtney's going to get jealous.
I could give you Courtney's Defender for this week.
I was just going to offer it up. If Wiggy needs a car, he can have my Defender.
No, don't worry about it. I'm good.
I'm offering that 100%.
I'm good.
Yeah, I
should be good. Hopefully, you know, because the dealership don't open till 8:30, so
they will take carry over there.
Yeah,
I'm
so
sure.
Hopefully we'll get it squared away.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Yeah, I was listening. Okay. I was like, I'm going to come in. You know, normally, you know, I don't like to miss because
we said you never miss work.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
you were all over Curtis at one point because he couldn't change a tire, and there you are sitting there unable to get your Porsche going.
Yeah, I mean, I could change the tire.
A little bit hypocritical.
Well, I mean, I could change the tire. I don't have a tow truck, and I wouldn't really be able to throw it on the back of a tow truck. So.
Also, I speculated, is the Porsche electric at all?
No.
Okay.
No, it's a gas guzzler.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's great for the environment. Yeah. But I don't know. It's that auto start and stop type thing.
So, Greg.
That's why I always buy American.
Right. Take that, President Xi. Lee Zeldin vowing to take action against controversial start-stop vehicle system.
Right.
Quote, everyone hates it, unquote.
And I thought the German engineering supposed to be great, right?
Yeah, well, they lost.
Not so much.
Okay. All right. Well, Wiggy, we're glad you made it.
I'm glad to be here, you know.
Right. Okay.
Shout out to everybody who blew the horn. I seen you.
You saw everybody? Yeah. Good. And apologies to those. You probably cluster F Storo for the next 5 hours.
I definitely did.
So apologies.
Yeah, one guy was like, oh, we can't get the tow truck down there. And I was like, oh, man, whatever.
Oh, sorry. Frankie Bear said, Courtney, please stop kissing Wiggy's ass. It's so annoying. So,
okay, well, please stop.
Why would you kiss my ass?
When you were out, I said, you know, you never miss work.
And by the way, Wiggy, you're always right. I'm an idiot. I tried to get the real ID, and you were right.
Social Security number.
You need your social. It's so absurd.
Don't you have a passport?
I do.
Yeah, I think you're all set.
No. Like, Jess went ahead of me, and they said, so she printed out her W-2, but hers is W-2 is just like ours, where they X out.
Mm-hmm.
So she printed out the TurboTax tax return. So it's clear. Oh. And the guy was like, I know this is crazy, but we can't accept it.
No, I tried that.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have your actual social security card that you got when you were 12.
But why is it easier to get a passport, which allows me to travel freely all over the world, than a real ID?
I don't know. That is
But I think you can just travel with your passport.
No, I know. I just wanted to get it over with. And just be, so I don't have to travel with my passport.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, you know, you can order a social security card. It'll take about 2 weeks.
All right, I'll
and
do
you
that.
Can do everything right online, so it's pretty easy.
I'll do it. You were right. I was wrong.
That's all good.
Okay. All right, well, Winky has arrived.
Yeah, and I was heard you guys talking about the Roman Anthony thing, which was funny, because I was at the game last night, and, you know.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
What was worse, the first inning of the game last night or breaking down on Storrow Drive in the morning?
Definitely the first. I thought I was at a Home Run Derby event for a minute. I was like, all right, when are you going to not pitch to Mike Trout? 3-1, you throw him a fastball right down Broadway.
But that's on Alex Cora.
Yeah.
You say that all the time.
Yeah.
It's like when, Flatty G, when first base is open and they're pitching, they're throwing meatballs at him back in May.
Yeah.
I mean, like, early May.
Yeah, that's what we talked about. Remember, we talked about that, like, what are you doing? And so, I mean, it was there last night. Now, granted, they made a comeback late, and then in the sixth
inning. Well, they do that, and then they lose by a run.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah, but that falls on Dick Fitz. Like, that loss last night.
Save that.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
And I know after the game, he was like, oh, like, you know, this doesn't, nobody hates this more than me. To give up three homers in one inning,
right?
They can't come back from that. It's terrible.
Right. And then you give up that home run in, what was it, like the sixth inning? And then Sedan hits a home run, which would have tied the game up because you gave up that late home run. Now, ultimately, now you're trying to, you know, push this comeback instead of it being 6-6. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it is, well, like you said, Courtney, but you can't give up, you know, three dongs in the first.
No. Yeah.
All right. Wiggy's here. We will get to They Said It next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.